Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society at Emerson and Wooden Avenues. This morning, let's talk history about poetry. I'd like you to sit back, look to the west toward Stormy Mountain, and try to imagine this old man of the mountains. This is a poem by M. De Leon Imus. He lived here in 1911. Over the rugged rim of the west, where sinks the sun in its downward course, and threatening storm clouds pause to rest, and the rippling brooklet has its source. There the old man of the mountains lives in his tent of the cloud and his palace of air, and smokes his pipe of stone that gives a curling vapor colored and rare. Fantastic forms weaves the smoke so blue as it rises and floats in the morning gray, and laps up the sparkling drops of dew that fall as tears as they hide away. And it casts a shadow o'er valleys dim that linger long in the dawning light, and the birds cease singing their morning hymn and fly to their nests in half affright. For strange is the story I've been told of this strange old man of the mountaintop, and his big stone pipe, and its smoke as cold as the frozen clouds that break when they drop. And as they fall, their withering breath forms frost on the trees, binds the brook with chains as strong as the icy hand of death, and a blighting curse is all that remains. The story says that ages ago the old man of the mountains sought a bride from the children of men, but she would not go to dwell with him on the mountainside. Then he in his wrath breathed a terrible curse, that he could devote his remaining days to causing terror and sorrow worse than the plague and famine of olden days. So he went to the mountaintop to dwell and built his palace of air and cloud and lives as a hermit, so they tell, and smokes his pipe and its smoky shroud hangs over the earth as a blighting breath of revenge on the maiden who would dare to reject his hand as his bride till death and live with him in his palace of air. And this is the story they told to me of the man of the mountains, old and lone, who lives up there, so rugged and free, and why he smokes his pipe of smoke, and that someday he will come again to choose a maiden young and fair, as once he did, from the sons of men to dwell with him in his palace of air.